You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage for today is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. The wolf shall lie with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The sucking child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the wean child shall put his hand on the other's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse shall stand as an ensign to the peoples. Him shall the nations seek, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This passage has three main parts. The first part is about this king who's coming in a particular way. Second is about how he will rule. And the last is about the result of his reign. Let me say a few things about each part. First, this king will come like a shoot from the stump of Jesse. He will come from a seemingly dead tree, the seeming dead line of Jesse. Though its beginnings will be small and insignificant, even vulnerable like a shoot, it will come from the line of Jesse, the father of King David, and he will bear fruit. He will also rule in the Spirit of the Lord, in the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and delight on that fear. Through this king who will be filled with his spirit, God will reign. Second, because the spirit is with him, he will reign differently, different from the ways and values and standards of this world. He will extend his favor to the poor and destroy the wicked. This king will reign and judge with righteousness and justice. Third, his reign will bring about incomparable peace. As described in the passage, wild beasts and meek animals will live together. Prey and predators will share a habitation. Just an interesting detail here. Not the prey, but the predator is changed. The cattle will not eat like predators, but predators will eat grass. That's a major transformation from the guts, from inside out, including how and where they will now live. Very much like how the gospel works, or how God works in people's lives. We are changed inside and out. Our passage ends saying, God's presence will be in all. It will spread like the waters of the sea. It will be all over the earth. And this new king from the line of David will be a symbol, a banner, a guide to the nations who will acknowledge, gather, and worship him. Here are some questions for meditation. How have you allowed the gospel to change you in an ongoing way? How is your hope or your life beg on the truth that it is God in Jesus Christ who brings about incomparable peace. God bless you.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.